So, this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Sail Away Coffee.
Sail Away Coffee.
You can go to sailawaycoffee.com and use the code KETOMM for 10% off of your order.
Yes, you can.
And the podcast is also sponsored by Tonic CBD.
Tonic CBD, every day.
It's handcrafted CBD, botanical blends for mind, body, and soul. And if you use that little reference link at the bottom, you can order all your CBD needs from there.
Lovely sourced, organic.
It is. And run by some pretty dope people.
Yes.
And
oh yeah,
a big announcement is that we now have some merch that you can buy for the podcast. It's our first run of our t-shirts.
Yep.
You can get them at teespring.com/stores/Mondays-with-Mike-Marty, and go there, order it, and they print shirts every 3 days, so they run 20 shirts, and then they print those, and then there'll be another 3 days, and they'll do 20.
Awesome.
But go there, and I think it's like 3 days for shipping also, and I think it's like $3.99 for shipping and handling. So, yeah. Plus the more you buy, the more you get off when you buy them. So,
and the more you support.
Yeah, and the more you support our podcast as well.
Represent, support, let everybody know.
And then it's us. We're on.
What up?
What up, people? Welcome.
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome to the podcast. Ooh, sorry. I cracked that a little bit too soon. Or did I?
Ooh. Yeah, the orange one's pretty dope, actually.
We're drinking Celsius tonight.
Switching it up a little bit.
Switching it up.
It's really good, actually.
We also are just waiting on our Sail Away order, so.
Yeah.
Hence no Sail Away tonight. However, we do have our tonic.
Yes, always the tonic.
That we're going to be dropping into our Celsius, because who doesn't need some CBD to keep you going?
Always CBD.
I've been taking this daily in my coffee, in the morning, when I make my my little cocktail of apple cider vinegar and some water.
Mm-hmm.
I like to mix it in there. And now I'm going to use it during the podcast. So what's up, people?
What up, people?
How's it going? How's everyone's Tuesdays? It's 9/11.
Yep.
So, it's 18 years. 17 years. 17. Ooh. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oops. It's crazy.
That's insane. It's crazy. I remember exactly where I was, too.
Same.
Like, where I was, like, everything. Down to the last detail.
Where were you?
Fifth grade. In class. And I remember everyone was getting called out of class, and I was the only one that was not getting called out of class. And I was like, I didn't know what was happening at the time, but I was just like, damn, I want to get called out of class.
Yeah.
Fuck. And then I found out what was happening. I was like, shit.
Yeah, it was in senior year. It was like third period. And I got into class, and there was a kid in my class, and he's like, I think everyone saw, my high school is across the street from Belmont Racetrack.
Okay.
And in the background, on one side of the school where the track, and you could see Belmont,
mm-hmm.
but you could always see in the background the Twin Towers.
Okay.
So you could see them directly, and I think a lot of people were seeing smoke coming from the towers, and everyone, somebody was just like, yeah, a plane flew into the towers, and I was like, fuck out of here. Yeah. I was like, that's ridiculous. I was like, what was it? Like some asshole just like learning how to fly?
Yeah. Sure enough.
Obviously, it was an asshole.
Yeah.
But, yeah, my English teacher rolled in like a TV and like threw on like the BBC and like,
yeah,
because I mean he was curious as hell to see what was going on.
But yeah, at that point in time, it has to be. Yeah.
So I don't think it was really protocol for him to do that, but we unfortunately we did see one of the towers fall,
mm-hmm.
which was crazy.
Yeah.
And it was just wow. And I think every day now, every year since I've been working in the city now for like 10, 11 years, mm-hmm. like I get like weird, like emotional feelings mm-hmm. going into the city on 9/11.
Yeah.
Just like, it's just a really shitty day.
Yeah.
You know, and God bless everyone that was involved and, you know,
yeah, all the service members
and, you know, condolences. Again, yep. You know, so I respect the fuck out of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
My uncle's a FDNY member, and he was there and lost a good amount of people that he knew.
Yeah,
you know, and
yeah,
it's rough, but
yeah, respect.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
So on a more somber note, on a more happier note, that is, we're back.
We're back.
What's happening? How is everyone doing? We were supposed to go live last night.
Yeah.
But we didn't. Sorry, guys.
Sorry, guys.
Things happened.
We'll make it up to you.
Yeah. But we're live tonight, so we're here.
You got us.
We're here. What's going on? This is really delicious, by the way.
Yeah, I'm like really enjoying this.
Yeah, this is really refreshing.
I'm going to start drinking these.
Good call.
Yeah.
Might have to get one of these.
I'm going to start drinking these.
Hey, Celsius.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. Why don't you throw us a case?
Yeah.
We'll drink it on our show.
Hashtag sponsor.
Hashtag sponsor us. Kim, I didn't forget about my free t-shirt. Kim, I didn't forget about your free t-shirt either, so don't worry.
Neither did I.
I have to get you a t-shirt. We also have to get Marissa a t-shirt.
Yes.
I know. That was like episode 10 when that happened, but...
Good things take time.
Yeah, that's all. We finally got everything in order, and
yeah.
Now we can get t-shirts for people. So, everyone's waiting on t-shirts. You'll get them. Soon enough.
Soon enough.
All right? I promise you. We promise you. So, yeah.
Yeah. You know what's fucking weird?
What's that?
Not any, completely off any topic. I went food shopping before the podcast.
Yeah.
I had off today. Woke up at like 7 this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I had a meeting with somebody at like 7:30, 8.
Nice.
And then I went to the gym. And then I took off like 4 days from the gym. Okay. I've been like half-assing it the last like week or two because my neck.
I can't even say how long I've been away from the gym.
I felt like
it's been fucking terrible.
I feel like shit, but I went back today. I went pretty hard and I feel like... I'm like sore already, but I feel fucking awesome. But, so I went food shopping, and I'm driving down Hempstead Turnpike.
Yeah.
It's like decently nice. I have my windows open and stuff. Yeah. These fucking flies. I'm like noticing like these flies. Like I've never really seen them before.
Okay.
There were like fucking hundreds of them. Like not like in a swarm, but they were just like...
Did they fly into your cars?
All over the place. No, they were just, they were flying like into the people's cars and like... There was like too many of them, so I was like, what the fuck?
Where are you driving?
Where?
No, on what road?
Hempstead Turnpike.
Oh, shit.
In Levittown.
Really?
To stop, I was going to Stop and Shop. Usually I go to like Trader Joe's or when I was just too lazy. But, so I Googled it, because I'm just curious about everything. I kind of like put two and two together, and I was like, more bugs than I've ever seen. It's probably something to do with the rain and the moisture.
Yeah.
So I put two and two together, and I Googled bugs after rain or whatever I put in. Sure enough, they came up. Picture
like
came up.
Standing water and shit like that.
Yeah, like apparently they are flying ants / termites or
really?
Mites. Yeah.
Mites.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're like not like big, but they're like a common
like little.
They look like a common house fly actually.
Okay.
They're a little bigger, but they're not like Like, they're weird looking. There's a lot of them, so I was like, what the fuck are these things? So I Googled it.
It's the end of the world.
Came up. Yeah, that's why I was like, what are you like? Are these like
locusts?
And I had just watched the episode. Have you ever watched the show Black Mirror?
I've watched a couple episodes
of
it.
One of my favorite shows. It's crazy. Fucked me up in the head, and I don't know why I continue to watch it to myself, but I do. What I just watched, there's one episode where they have like, what's it called? ADIs? The I forget what ADI stands for. It's a real, like, ADI is a, like a little thing, like an electronic.
Okay.
And they made ADI bees.
Okay.
So, like, the bees are metal, like, man-made, like, person controls them.
Yeah.
I'm going to look up what it means, because I forget. But, and they just, like, because it's, like, I guess, like, in the future.
Yep.
So, like, you know, bees are, I guess, extinct in that scenario.
In that time period.
So they made them, and they make them, and then they program the behavior.
Okay.
So, like, they just let them go. Millions and trillions of these,
like,
things all over the,
like,
world.
AI bees, kind of?
Yeah.
Like artificial intelligence?
Yeah. And they take care of themselves. They do what
Elon
bees do. I'm surprised. Yo, that episode.
If you guys have not listened to it, if you guys listen to the Joe Rogan podcast and you haven't listened to the Elon Musk interview yet, do it. A, it's a really, like, crazy episode.
Yeah.
Elon Musk is a weird dude. Like, and I'm just preparing you for the first, like, 20 minutes of the podcast. They talk about a pit. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, they can't.
But
pit.
He's, with the pit. It's funny, though.
He's a cool dude, man. He's, like,
he's mind-boggling smart.
Yeah, mind-boggling smart. He's just so weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it's,
he's like
I
a
just
really
finished
strange
listening
dude. He's a really strange dude.
That he is.
But he's super smart, and, like, this dude straight up gets it.
Yeah. He knows. And I'm also convinced he's a robot.
Yeah.
He definitely felt like he had, like, programmed answers in his,
Yeah.
It was like,
apparently he couldn't curse.
Yeah, I heard
that.
Yeah, that was weird.
He promised someone he wouldn't curse.
Yeah.
And Joe Rogan was like,
it's like
tell whoever tells you to not curse to go fuck themselves. I was like, wow.
And he smoked weed on the episode.
He did.
He can't curse, but he can smoke some weed.
He's Elon Musk. Even Joe Rogan was like, dude, you can do whatever the fuck you want. You're Elon Musk.
Pretty sure I think the next day after that, I started seeing, like, articles on Google, like, is Elon Musk's, like, strange behavior, like, back, and is it affecting Tesla again?
Well, apparently Tesla Motors almost went under.
Yeah, from what he was saying, yeah.
He said he, like, barely, like, by the skin of his teeth, like, held on.
Yeah.
You know, it's a car company, like, that's, he even said, like, car companies.
He's like, it's really hard to run.
Him and Ford.
Yep.
Barely.
Yeah.
You know, but now, you know, I see Teslas all over the place.
So do I. It's crazy.
They're actually really cool.
They
I like one of them. Some of them are kind of like weird looking for my taste, but the actual
well, they
like,
have
car
the
game,
like,
one is dope.
Have you ever seen, like, the console in it? In
yeah.
The middle? It's like a
huge.
Giant fucking, like,
yeah.
iPad.
It's insane.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But he's building those, like, underground tunnels, and, like, he's got some shit going on.
Speaking of underground tunnels, I just read a crazy article about conspiracy theories with the Denver airport.
Huh.
And that apparently the Denver airport is like the like a meeting ground for, like, all the most powerful people in the world, and they have all these like giant skyscrapers underneath the airport, and, like, these tunnels are for, like, meetings of, like,
I believe
the
it.
Illuminati and
I believe
like,
it.
The Freemasons.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I was reading it. I was like, this
I'm big
is,
on,
this
I'm
is kind
big
of crazy.
On that. I keep to myself about it because...
You're a conspiracy theorist.
To an extent, yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I am.
And all the stuff that I read and extensively read, I honestly, it makes sense.
Some of it makes sense.
Yeah, some of it makes sense.
Some of it makes sense. Some of it's bullshit.
Yeah. Some of it's bullshit. Some of it makes sense. But...
do you think?
The stuff that makes sense, like, really, like, fucking really makes sense. Like, too much to the point where, like, it can't be false. Like, there's, like, it just makes so much fucking sense.
Like, the JFK assassination?
Yeah, like, all that shit, like, that makes sense. That's a
conspiracy theory.
Yeah, makes sense.
There was another gunman.
Yeah.
Because the Harvey Oswald did not shoot JFK.
And I believe that.
I'm confirmed that. Denver Airport. And if you didn't watch fucking JFK with Kevin Costner, amazing fucking movie.
Yes, I heard about that.
Did you see Jack Ryan yet on Amazon Prime?
No, but I see it every time I pass by Netflix.
Holy fuck, what a good show.
With Jim from The Office, right?
Yep.
John Krasinski.
And Bunk from The Wire.
I never seen
it. Did you ever see The Wire?
I don't think so.
Dude.
Is it a movie?
No, it's a series on HBO. Oh. It's like one of the greatest shows ever on TV.
I have to try that. You know what I started? Ozark.
Ozark is a great show.
I love Jason Bateman. Yep. He's like one of my favorites.
What a sick
and,
show.
Someone told me what it was about. And he was like, oh yeah, Jason Bateman plays like a serious role. And I was like, no way. And
it's like a super dark Breaking Bad kind of show.
Yeah, I watched it like from the first episode. Like they didn't build up to anything. Like they were fucking popping people in the head in the first episode.
You just wait.
And shit. Like I was like, wow.
Did you get through the first season yet?
No, I'm only on episode 3.
You just wait.
Because they're long episodes.
It gets,
I can imagine.
It gets crazy.
It probably gets insane.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite shows, Shameless, came back on last night.
I haven't watched any Shameless.
I've heard
good things about it.
Obsessed. It's fucking awesome.
I'll have to check it out.
One of the main characters, I heard a rumor that she's writing herself off the show for this week.
Emmy
Rossum.
Yep.
Apparently
she's not getting paid as much as her co-star.
Yeah.
William H. Macy.
Yeah. He's fucking...
He's a wild dude.
He's been around for a while.
He has been.
She's good. Fargo. She's good. Yeah, he was.
It's a great movie. Great show. So anyway.
Good topic.
Yeah.
Good topic.
Those are good shows if you guys want to check out some new shows.
Yeah, definitely good shows. I
highly suggest Ozark and Jack
awesome.
Ryan. Jack Ryan's
start
like
Jack Ryan.
8 episodes long. They're like 45 minutes each.
Okay.
And it's awesome.
I want to check that
John
out.
John Krasinski plays...
He's just awesome. I love him.
Did you ever see 13 Hours, by any chance?
No. He's in that?
He's in that. It kind of... And he was a really big badass in that. Like, because it's... I think it's about... I forget the mission. It was based on a true story.
Okay.
But... And it was based in Afghanistan. But he was like a CIA guy in that also. And... After seeing that, and then I was like, he played a really good, like, CIA operative.
Yeah.
Like, guy that, like, doesn't take any shit. So I was like, he has to be a good Jack Ryan.
Yeah.
And, lo and behold, he did a good job.
He did a good job in that movie, Quiet Place.
I did not see that.
I think it was called Quiet Place.
Mm-hmm.
Quiet, or Stay Quiet, or one of those. I saw it in the theater. It was actually he did a really good job with that one.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, it was a pretty good one.
I'll have to check that out. What's up, Nadine? How are you?
Buddy.
How's everyone doing? We're just here chilling. We're kind of bullshit right now.
Yeah.
And we're going to get into our topic. And it's about taking that first step.
Yes. Very important.
You know? I don't think anybody should automatically, you know, it's kind of about setting short-term goals for a long-term goal.
Yeah.
You know?
One person that really fucking... Gary Vee.
It's the micro.
Yeah, he was not talking about anything health related, but it's still like... It still hit me.
Right.
Because like, I have a bad habit, even still, of trying to figure it all out.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I'm impatient, but I'm more so like, I'm just... You know, like if I know I want something, I just fucking get it.
Yep.
Or try. Some people look at that as being impatient, but
you gotta work towards it.
Yeah, it's just more so just not procrastinating. It's like, if I know I want something, you know, I do plan it out, but I also am like, life is fucking short.
Yep.
You know, like, I don't want to set a 5-year plan without working for it right now, because I don't fucking, you know, you don't know.
No.
So, he really got me when he was like, the micro makes up the macro.
Yes.
And that kind of hit me, and I was like, wow, all right, like, and that's when I started getting into more like that kind of mindset, like taking it day by day.
Yeah.
And then
one day at a time.
Yeah, I listened to a lot of like motivational stuff.
Same.
In the car. I don't even listen to music anymore, really. one of my favorite people, Will Smith.
Will Smith actually, is a crazy good motivational speaker.
He is a very underestimated, very good motivational speaker. I've always loved him. He's always been one of my favorite actors, anyway.
Yeah. Well,
but he's just fucking
fresh
awesome.
Prince.
Yeah, he's just, you know. So, and this really got me, too. I was like, I sat there a few weeks ago when I first heard it, and I was thinking, what the fuck? It's so simple, but it makes sense. It's, he said, him and his, I told this to a customer the other day, and they were like, Huh. So, he said, when he was younger, his dad made them build, him and his brother, which I didn't even know he had a brother, build a brick wall.
Okay.
So, metaphorically, at first, he was speaking, but he said that metaphor came from a literal brick wall.
Okay.
But he said, a lot of people focus, take a step back, and they focus on, holy shit, I have to build a wall from nothing.
Right.
Like, that sounds that sounds almost impossible.
Yep.
Instead,
it's intimidating.
Yeah.
The thought of it is intimidating.
It's scary, yeah. You're like, oh shit, I gotta build a wall? Like, how the fuck am I gonna do this? Like, foundation's not even there yet.
No.
But he said, he's like, you know, instead of trying to focus on building the entire wall, focus on laying one brick as perfectly as that brick can possibly be laid. Like, nobody in the world is gonna lay this brick better than me.
Correct.
And you do that, and do that again. And then do that again, and then eventually you're gonna have a brick wall with every brick perfectly laid, and you know. But instead of focusing on the entire wall,
you need a foundation.
You're
to start something.
Yeah,
with.
You're focusing on one brick. You know, so instead of saying, "Hey, I want to lose 40 pounds," you know, that seems a little frightening. That
I mean, it's a great goal.
It's an awesome goal.
Awesome goal.
If you focus on, I have to lose 40 pounds. It's a good goal to keep in your sights, but. Thinking of going from now till 40 pounds from now, it seems a little like nerve-wracking, a little bit intimidating, like you said. But also at the same time, it's like, you know, go by, okay, instead of me losing 40 pounds, let me lose this 5 pounds.
Yeah.
You know, as efficiently as I can lose this 5 pounds and do that over and over again and eventually 40 pounds.
I think another thing is, at least for me, when I... like wanted to lose weight last year or just continuously was that I never set a goal of how much weight well I guess kind of in a way because I set a number to where I wanted to be so I guess in essence I did set a number of how many pounds I wanted to lose but I never really had like a set number of like I want to lose 40 pounds. I want to lose 45 pounds. I kind of just, like, let things kind of happen.
Yeah.
And things kind of just happened. You know, like, granted, I did set a number of a goal weight that I would have liked to been at. So, I mean, it's kind of the same, you know, just a different way of phrasing it.
Yeah.
So, but I never said, you know, like, look, I want to lose 50 pounds. You know, like, that's my goal.
Yeah.
You know, I was just like, I would like to be... You know, I was like 208 when I started, and I was like, all right, I'd like to be 175 again. So that's my goal.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I hit 175, it's like, okay, now I kind of want to be 160. So, like, I just continued kind of pushing that, and now it's kind of just, now I'm just still trying to work back to get back under 170 again. That's kind of been my roadblock.
I have today's workout I'm going to send you.
Okay.
Started my new fitness journey.
Sick.
I started it yesterday.
Fair enough.
Technically. But I went like all in with it today.
Okay.
So yeah, that's going
to
be fun.
Yeah, I need that because as you mentioned in the beginning of the podcast, you said you haven't been to the gym in like, what, 4 days?
Yeah. Even before that, I mean, it was 2 weeks of like, I went to the gym, like I did bodyweight stuff. And, like bodyweight stuff's fucking awesome.
Right.
But, you know, it was not what I was used to. You know, it was a little bit lighter than what I was used to. So I kind of just went just to get moving because it was better than nothing.
Right, absolutely.
You know, that's what I try to tell everybody, too, when they're stressing about, oh, my God, I have no time to work out. Dude, just fucking pull out a yoga mat, pull out your rug, whatever, do some shit at home.
Yeah.
You know, just get moving. You don't have to go hard in the gym,
right.
You know, to get moving. You know, just get the blood flowing.
That's very true.
You know, so that's what I did. So, you know, I took my own advice. You know, it was hard for me to not hit the weights.
Of course.
You know, at the same time, I was like, all right, my neck's messed up. You know, do I really want to...
You don't want to push it.
Do I really want to push it? So, you know, I didn't want to irritate it and piss it off. So I was like, you know what, I'll just do what I, you know, go and get moving. And it worked out. know, I see the chiropractor once a week. That helps.
How's your neck feeling?
Since seeing her, better.
Okay.
I literally had, if you're in the Long Island, Nassau County area, her name's Michelle Pfeffer. She works out of Zick PT on Gardens Avenue in Levittown. Nice. Zick PT is awesome too. If you need a physical therapist, nobody beats that guy. Oh, yeah, so I had a pinched nerve in my neck.
Yep.
And dude, a few weeks ago, it was so fucking bad. I had nerve pain shooting down my arm. We had to cancel the podcast for it. And I can handle pain, so that's like shooting down the back of my shoulder, shooting down my arms, and then I had a cluster headache.
Ooh.
That's how bad it was.
Ouch.
I went to the chiropractor. She does this one adjustment. Well, she does a bunch of them, but she does this one where it hits exactly where I need it to.
You feel like $1 million.
Dude, I left there. I live 3 blocks away from the chiropractor. By the time I left and got home, the minute I stepped foot in my door, my headache was gone.
Dude, chiropractors fucking do such amazing work.
So, like, that helped big time. And since then, I have been feeling good. And, you know, going back to the gym and being very careful with what movements I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing anything to piss it off. I'm not doing anything to irritate my neck. So I'm being mindful of the movements I'm doing. You know, I'm not going crazy with the heavy weight. You know?
Yeah, you gotta, I mean, especially with a neck injury, you can't push yourself to the point where...
The CBD helps big time.
You're like, you're going hard again, day one, you know? Because the last thing you want to do is fucking re-injure yourself and you set back, and you've got to set back.
Exactly,
now, that's the worst thing you can do.
Yeah, I took CBD, I was taking it twice a day.
Nice.
So that helps big time, reduce the inflammation in my neck, help with the pain.
Yeah, it really...
So it was really, that was a big help.
I don't know if it's just from lack of lifting weights or it's... So I haven't actually been to the gym itself. So when I was in California, I worked out like 3 days when I was there at the gym at the hotel. But like I haven't been to the gym in the city in like 2 months. And it's like, it's just, you know, my schedule-wise has been fucking crazy.
You know,
just getting to the gym during work and then getting home and just, you know, it's a crazy busy life. And not to make excuses, but,
listen.
But recently in the past month, I've started, like, I've been, like, walking at night sometimes, but then, like, the last, I'd say, like, 3 weeks, I'm playing a lot of basketball.
Okay.
I've been, like, running around. I've been going down to the park.
Yeah.
Right down the block from me.
I love basketball.
And just shooting around for, like, 45 minutes an hour.
Hell yeah. That's like, cardio.
So, I've been... Lately, though, I've been feeling, like, some, like, knee pain.
Okay.
In both my knees. And I don't know if it's, one, because I've been playing basketball. Because many, many years ago, I did have some tendonitis in my patella.
Okay.
In my knees. So, I don't know if it's, A, I haven't really been stretching. B, because I've been playing basketball and jumping and running again, and my fucking body's probably just, like, not used to it anymore.
Yeah.
Or C, I just have, like, a ton of inflammation and I need to fucking work it out and get back to the gym. So, it's probably a mixture of all of them, and I would really like to start practicing yoga again.
Yeah, that's one thing I would really like to do.
Hi, Lori.
Hey, Lori.
Welcome to the podcast.
Yoga, I've tried it before. It's just... Couldn't get into it.
Well, if you're looking for a good yoga program for home, DDP Yoga.
I've heard of that.
Is fucking
awesome. I think
you
told me about that, actually.
Well, so I did a bunch of years ago, like occasionally, but I did it for like a good like month straight, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
So it's not just yoga; it's like power yoga. So you're really doing some like good
working up a sweat.
Like eccentric, you're working up a sweat. You're getting your heart rate up. You're doing a lot of eccentric, decentric motions.
Okay.
And it's a lot of like using your own force to like build muscle as well. And it's a fantastic workout. And some of them are like 18 minutes long, and then the longest one is like an hour and a half. And
oh, wow. You're working your way up.
Yeah. And like,
that first 18 minutes probably feels like an hour and a half.
Yeah. It's a really, really good workout. But you should listen to the DDP on Joe Rogan. He was on 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
He talked about all his program and
I'll have to look into that.
All like the wrestlers that he's helped and celebrities that he helped and
That's cool.
It's a really, really good program.
Yeah.
I can get you a copy of it
if
you want it.
Yeah.
So
I would like to try it again.
Yeah. It's fun too.
Yeah, it's something different. Do Pilates.
Pilates.
Teach me Pilates and I'll do Pilates.
Yeah, I don't really understand what Pilates is
either.
That's another thing.
All right, so it looks like Kim has to come back on as a guest to talk about Pilates to everybody.
And doesn't Matt also like teach Pilates?
I think he does.
Matt just got a haircut today.
I know.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Wow. Striking.
Yes. Looks good.
It does. Matt, I feel like you should have left your dreads in, though.
Yeah.
They were tying his hair up. Definitely felt like...
That was a nice look.
It was.
If anybody could pull it off, it was
yes. But it's crazy to see you with no hair.
I got my hair cut finally, too. I go to this... A new person. She's based out of Seaford.
Okay.
Nicole. She's a hairdresser.
Okay.
But dude, I'm telling you, she gave me the best fucking haircut I've ever had in my life.
Isn't that always a good feeling? When you get like somebody like, good?
A lot of times I'll go to the barber, like they're good. Like, you know, I've gone to like, one of my friends that works in Huntington, Danielle, that's the girl who cut Matt's hair.
Okay.
She's fucking awesome. Her too. She's like very close to like one of the best haircuts I've ever had in my life.
Awesome.
Which is cool because she was like at the time very new to barber.
Yeah.
Barbering. I don't know, whatever. She's a badass hairdresser, but like she had just started learning how to cut guys' hair.
Okay.
With like the buzzer. It's like a whole different ballgame, I'm sure. I don't know about it. But they're both like, you know, they both gave me a really fucking awesome haircut.
That's good.
Like I'm very particular with my hair.
Same. And I don't have
I
have a really hard haircut
to
fuck up.
So I'm like...
I have a lot of hair on my head.
A lot.
I used to.
So it was a little long, but like, I went to my cousin's wedding on Saturday. It's fucking awesome.
Awesome.
But you know, I wanted to clean up. I wanted to get my hair cut.
Of course, you gotta clean up before the wedding.
Yeah, so you know, it was, got it all done, and she fucking killed it.
That's awesome.
I love it. I love when I walk out with a dope haircut. Like, I just like feel like a new person.
You feel great.
I do.
Well, I like it. My big thing is my beard, and like, getting it, like, because I really like how it's, like, grown, and, like, I like the length of it now.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, I used to just be, like, all right, give me a fucking 4 on my beard around and, you know, just trim it all up.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, I keep wanting to, like, I don't know, I've been going to so many different places. Like, I used to have one barber that I would go to, but one, he's not there a lot anymore. And two, the place I went to fucking, like, raised their prices, like,
That's a ton.
And the last time I went, it was like $40.
Yeah, it's
45 bucks.
That's
so
a
I'm
bad
like,
move.
I'm like, come on. I'm like, $45?
Yeah.
And so like, there's another place in town that I've been going to, and then don't judge me, people. But went to like Supercuts a couple times.
Okay.
And it's like, I don't know. I went to like 2 weeks ago to get my haircut. I went to the barber in town, and I was just like, look, I was like, I like the length. I was like, just fucking trim the excess hair on my beard.
Yeah.
Did a really good job.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right. I think I'm going to keep coming back.
All right. Not bad.
I think you're doing a good job. Kim.
I'm debating my beard again.
Teach us Pilates when you come on the episode.
Yeah.
On the show again. So we can learn. Because I have no fucking idea what Pilates is.
Me neither.
I've never done it. So, if anyone likes school us in the art of Pilates...
kudos to that pronunciation.
Thank you. Please let us know, because I'm interested. I'm always down for learning new ways to work my body out.
Same.
Because God knows I need it right now. But kind of like back to our topic is that I think started getting a good foundation of your program, no matter what you're doing, doesn't matter what lifestyle, doesn't matter what workout program, it could relate to anything in life.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't have a good foundation of where you want to start, like, even if it's just a plan of what you want to do, and, like, And yes, you can set your long-term goal, because that's awesome, because it's something that you can work hard towards, but don't focus on that long-term goal. Focus on the short-term goals.
Because the short-term goals are going to make up the long-term goal.
Exactly. So like Mike was saying, that like if you want to lose 40 pounds, say guess what? This month, say I want to lose 10 pounds this month. Work towards that. You know, 5 pounds this month. Whatever. Start small and increments.
Yeah.
You know, with those small little increments, it's going to build up to where you want to be. And
that's what I'm doing myself. I have my new fitness goal, and it's going to take a couple months.
Yeah.
I'm not focusing on a couple months from now. I'm focusing on, okay,
Let me get a good routine again.
Let me set myself in my ways.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have a good first week, and then you know, once this week is over, next week I'm gonna say, okay, let me have a good second week.
Yep.
And let me try to do the best I can my third week.
Yeah.
You know, and then that week by week is gonna kind of make up the couple of months, and before I know it, 3 months, 4 months will be passed, and I'll have hit my goal.
Yeah. Before you know it, you'll be fucking swole as fuck.
Yeah, I'm switching everything up. My training routine, my diet, my supplements.
I'm interested. Yeah.
I'm switching up.
What sparked the change that you want to change up? If you don't mind me asking. Even though I asked.
I pretty much just was like, I'm being from like the health aspect of it.
Yep.
I go very, very deep into everything.
Okay.
Like scientifically, like just very deep into it.
Yeah.
So being from like a very unhealthy background and unhealthy like childhood.
Yep.
I'm very keen on like, I don't care if it tastes good, I'm not gonna eat it if I know it's toxic to me.
That's fair.
So I was starting to kind of like not really love the way I was looking. It felt good, but I knew I could feel better. I could look better.
Mm-hmm.
A little hard on myself, as is everybody, but
totally get it.
So I was like, you know what, I know what to do to switch it up for myself.
Yep.
Fitness wise, nutrition wise, and supplement wise, definitely supplement wise. So I was like, you know what, fuck it, I'm gonna try it. You know, I'm helping everybody else with their fitness journeys. Why not create my own?
Why not fucking help yourself?
Yeah, and I put it out there, and I was like, listen, whoever wants to join me. You know, not particularly what I'm doing.
Right.
You know, like if you're a guy, you want to build some muscle and get a little bit leaner and feel good.
Yep.
I'll give you exactly what I'm doing. I'll give you my exact plan what I'm doing. You know, if you're someone who just wants to lose weight, you know, just doing a fitness journey together with an accountability partner is huge.
Yeah.
Even for me, you know, I coach people, I give people my ebook, like I do all these things, but like even for me, having someone to hold me accountable is still...
It's huge.
You know, just because I'm self-proclaimed professional, whatever you want to call me. I don't even classify myself as anything like that. But even for someone who knows what they're doing to help other people, I still need my accountability too. You know, there are times where I slip off. Nobody's perfect.
I need that shit.
You know, it's a big deal. It does make a big difference, you know, at least for me.
Right.
So, you know, that's why I put out there. Whoever wants to join my journey, let's fucking do it together. You know? So I switched up my nutrition. I'm doing cyclical keto.
Okay.
I'm doing strict keto on non-training days.
Okay.
And I'm doing low-carb paleo-ish on training days.
Okay.
So my keto, my days are going to be under 40 grams of carbs.
All right.
For the day. Net, of course.
Yep, of course.
And the paleo days are going to be under 80 to 100.
Okay.
So still going to be relatively low-carb.
Right.
They're going to be all like cassava, sweet potato, things that are not
so good.
Glycemic and spiking my blood sugar. So I'm still going to be... You know, and I'm going to be training 5 days a week with a good 2 days to rest.
Awesome.
And then my...
Well, I definitely think the rest portion is...
super important.
Is super important.
Yeah.
Because especially when you're just starting.
Yeah.
You know, or restarting. Like, yeah. For me, like, I know that for me, like, if I go back... Once I go back into the gym, is that I'm going to want to go super hard. Like, I'm gonna want to pick up where I left off.
Yeah.
And I kind of just need... And doing that, I'm going to get fucking hurt.
Yeah.
Like, I know. And then I'm going to be hurt for a week, and I'm not going to be working out because I'm going to be injured.
Yeah.
And I'm going to set myself back even further.
I had a hard time today not going, you know, all out.
Yeah.
I had some self-restraint.
It's such a change of how... like used to train, like I'm gonna get back into, I'm gonna follow your routine when I see it, but like I know that when I like I'm gonna want to start lifting the same exact weight that I was lifting like 2 months ago, and it's like I need to kind of remind myself that like when I go to like do that weight, that yo, like dude, you haven't done this in like 2 months. Yeah. Fucking doesn't matter that you haven't done it. Like start fresh. Like start from where you began like a year ago, or maybe just a little bit higher than where you were when you started. Mm-hmm. But like, don't go heavy right away. Yeah. You know, don't go super hard right away.
It's tough.
I mean, it is.
Lowering, non-keto days. Yeah, I mean, if you have a more specific question, I could probably answer it a little bit better, but for me, non-keto days, you know, again, it's not really that it's not keto, because I go a lot based off of, you know, how I feel afterwards and what spikes my blood sugar, what doesn't. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people, you know, misunderstand keto and they think that you have to stay under 20, 30 grams of carbs for the day in order to be keto. That's just not true for everybody. You know, for some people it's true, for others it's not. And, you know, I've also, you know, keep in mind, I've done keto for almost 3 years now.
Right.
You know, and
so your body,
it is good to switch it up, you know.
Yeah.
That's where
people your body does adapt.
Yeah.
Like after a while.
And that's why, and that's once your body is so fat adapted, like mine is just so fat adapted that it's so used to, you know, my main source of fuel is now fat.
Right.
Like, because that's what my body knows now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm also sensitive to carbohydrates. So I don't need a whole lot to make a difference. So, you know, my body's so used to it, but that's why a lot of people say, oh, keto is not sustainable. But it's because, you know, you're going 7 days. If you try to go 7 days a week for 4 or 5 years of under 20, 30 grams of carbs a day, that's not sustainable.
No.
It is good and healthy to add a little bit of carbs back in here and there, but you have to do it strategically. So it's not really so much black and white. It's not really so much, okay, this is not keto, this is keto. There's a lot of gray area in the middle.
There is.
You know, like cycling it. You know, so even me, as fat adapted as I am, if I had 70, 80 grams of carbs, I would, 80 to 100 is a little high. I don't usually like to go that high. If I have 70 to 80 grams of net carbs a day on my higher carb days, and I test my blood sugar or my ketones, I'm probably still in a light state of ketosis.
Right.
Just because that's I know my body, I know how I feel now. I thought I was the only one who had non-keto days. I got bashed on Facebook page that once I'm out of keto, even a little, I'm not doing keto. Happy to hear you say this. Yeah, Lori, first of all, whoever bashed you on Facebook
can go fuck themselves.
Fuck them, because they don't know the true meaning of keto. I was explaining to someone the other day, someone asked me, how long has keto been around? And I literally looked at her and I went, since cavemen. And she thought I was kidding. And I was like, no, cavemen, our ancestors, ate keto. They just didn't call it keto.
Right.
What did they have? Animal protein and animal fat. What did they have? Nuts, berries, seeds, you know, like crops, vegetables. They didn't have all this shit that we have now. So
yeah.
They ate paleo keto.
Well,
they just didn't call it that.
Shit.
You know? Yeah, exactly. But yeah, whoever, that's why those keto Facebook groups are horseshit, because they have the wrong, they have a strong misunderstanding of what keto is.
Right.
They don't understand really the concept behind it and why people do it. They just like to think they know better.
Also, keto is a state that you're in.
Keto's a metabolic state.
It's a state that your body is in.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's not. A thing can't be keto.
Yes.
You know, like I like to
tell
people.
Every little bit of food is keto.
Yeah.
Is basically keto.
Yeah. A perfect example. Like this guy picking everything up in the store. Is this keto? Is this keto? And I was like, I'm not bashing him. Like, it's his first day doing it.
Right.
I understand. But I tried to explain to him, listen, like, I get where you're coming from. You know, valid questions. But keto is a metabolic state you put your body in, like you said. It's not like a product is not keto.
Right.
A product can be keto friendly.
Yes.
A product can support the ketogenic diet.
That's the big thing, is that is it keto friendly?
Yeah. Well, I was talking to someone too, and you know, they were like, oh, can I have a mango for a snack? Yeah, you can have a mango for a snack, but that's pretty much it for your carbs and sugar for the day.
Correct.
And if that's what you want to spend your carbs and sugar on, fucking go for it.
Yeah.
I'm allergic to mangoes, but they're probably fucking awesome. So if that's what you want to spend your carbs and sugar on, mango can be keto.
Yep.
If you fit it into your day properly and strategically, like around a workout or somewhere where you're going to use the glucose and carbs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you ask one of those idiots that have no idea what they're talking about on the Facebook group, is a mango keto? They're going to be like, are you fucking crazy? Mango's not keto. Mango's not keto. You know, but like...
Well,
but,
then you get the
but how,
berries and...
Yeah, like, how do you know mango's not keto? That's my only... I could have a half a pint of fucking Haagen-Dazs ice cream. Can that be keto?
Sure.
As long as it's my only sugar and carbs for the day, it can be keto. But if you ask someone in the keto group, a Haagen-Dazs ice cream, that's not keto. But, like, at the same time, they're being ignorant in the sense that, first of all, they're being rude by bashing you because we're all in this together for the same or similar reasons.
Yeah.
You know, you should never bash anybody, even if they are wrong, you know. You know, even if those people are, you know, if I get into a little debate with someone who's being ignorant, I'm still never bashing anybody, you know.
Yep.
It's just, you know, they're being rude, but like at the same time, it's like they still need to be educated as well. You know, nobody starts off knowing everything, but you have to be open-minded to, okay, maybe I'm not right with this. You know, there are times where I've been wrong myself, you know. But at the same time, so you have to remember, you know, this is you're doing keto for your own reasons. So forget the Facebook groups. There's literally one Facebook group that I always talk about. That's the only one that stayed true to its, you know, foundation.
Yep.
With 85,000 members, that's the only one that stayed true. So if you want a keto Facebook group that you're not going to get bashed in, I would go to Lazy Keto with Jess. You know, and again, there are going to be people that say, "Oh, that's not keto. That's not keto. That's not keto." But again, you know, the admin to Lazy Keto with Jess, obviously, she is open-minded to the fact that, okay, maybe a tomato can be keto if you fit it into your day. So, it's a Dr. Berg page.
Berg?
I've heard of Dr. Eric Berg. I've heard of him. I'm not familiar with his page because, again, I could really care less about the keto pages. You know, there's a reason I don't have my own keto page. Because I don't like the bullshit that comes along with it. I'd rather help people individually and in smaller groups rather than trying to get mass amount of people. Because that's where things get put out of context. So I am careful with, I don't like to have a keto. I was going to try making a keto page, but...
I feel like it could be good.
Yeah, I think if we did one, like a Mondays with Mike and Marty keto like support group.
I mean, we have our Facebook page.
We can make that.
We can make it a keto friendly group that, you know, if you guys want to have a keto discussion on our Facebook page,
we should make it like,
by all means,
we can make it like a forum.
Yeah.
A discussion forum.
We could do that. We could do that.
I joined Lazy Keto with Jess, I think, through your page. I like it. Yeah, Lori, that's the group to be in. You know, until we make ours, which is probably gonna happen tomorrow, knowing us. But yeah, you know, listen, have your non-keto days. Like, go for it.
Tonic.
Have your non-keto days. Go for it. I do, and it doesn't affect me. You know, it doesn't... We're the same.
Yeah.
You know, it has nothing to do with my age or the fact that I'm a man or the fact that I work out. It's like, it does nothing. You know, it's not any different. You know, I think Lori, if I'm thinking of the right person, I'm pretty sure she does kickboxing.
Okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Lori. You know, and that's... You know, a little bit more intense than what I do at the gym. You know, it's a more high intensity, high interval. So, you know, that's fucking go for it. Like,
yeah.
You can have non-keto days. Once your body's fat adapted enough, like, you can start supplementing in a little bit of carbs again and you'll still be okay. You know, carbs are not, you know, contrary to everything that keto stands for, carbs are not the enemy.
No.
No, carbs are not like a monstrosity that's going to fucking kill you.
It's the type of carbs.
It's the type of carbs and it's... Not eating carbs that's bad for you or eating sugar that's bad for you. It's eating excess.
Right.
You know, so that's why it's like, you know, yeah, you can have something with carbs in it. But if you have something with carbs in it, 3 meals a day, 7 days a week, guess what? That's excess.
Yeah. That's
so,
too
you know, if you have carbs 2 days a week and 1 or 2 meals a day, you're okay.
Right.
You know, however you want to do it. There's a million different variations and that way you can work it out. You know, but, you know, it's all good. Nobody's going to be like, you're not keto anymore. They're like, so what if you get
they
banned and shunned from the keto groups? Fuck that.
Here's a
you know, they're probably not doing it right. Those
I
are
got
the,
banned from the keto Reddit group.
Yeah.
Because I fucking asked.
But think
when
about
I
it.
First
those
started, I asked. Like, I had no fucking clue what keto was when I started. Like, I didn't know what I was doing or like, and I'm like, obviously I shouldn't have asked the question because it was a new lifestyle, but I was like, do you guys ever have like cheat days on keto? And I got fucking reamed out. Yeah. There were, I like got alerts from like the moderators and like when I logged onto the site, it was like, did you read the guidelines? Did you read the guidelines? I'm like, all right, I'm fucking done with you.
Yeah. Well, that's what I did. I actually went into a keto group and I offered like help.
Yeah.
And I just genuinely was like, hey, I know a lot of people are new here. You know, I've made myself kind of a little bit of like a, you know, I know what I'm talking about with this stuff. I have experience. Like, if anybody needs help or any questions or anything, I'm here to help you. I got a message from a boy. I got comments. Oh, you're going to get the boot. They thought I was trying to sell something. And I was like, guys, first of all, fucking relax.
Right.
Chill out.
Have some CBD.
Second of all, I'm just genuinely offering free help to anyone who needs it. Because
that's not allowed, dude.
Even the admins.
You're not allowed to help people.
Right? Nowadays, no.
No.
Like, even the admins, like, just because you created a keto Facebook group does not mean you know what the fuck you're talking about.
Right.
You know, those are, a lot of these people are like the people who eat 3 pounds of bacon and cook it in 5 pounds of butter and call it keto.
That's really unhealthy.
And then they wind up in the hospital and they're like, oh, fuck keto. Or like, you know, they're like, oh, they post these pictures of like just burgers with bacon and butter. And I'm like, okay, like, I get it. But, like, mm-hmm. You know, like, you can't eat that every day, call it keto, and then try to tell other people what to do. It's just, that's not how it's going to work, guys. Like,
that's wrong.
That's the wrong way to do it. You're malnourishing yourself. You're making yourself deficient in so many things.
Yep.
And you're trying to tell other people what to do, and then keto doesn't work for them. But, like, dude, you told them to eat pounds of bacon and butter and non-grass-fed, store-bought beef, you know? So it's like...
Way to make people unhealthy.
Yeah, so like, Lori, don't worry about it. Me, no, not kickboxing. Zumba 4 days a week. That's probably even awesome. More intense. But I got your name from my friend Maria B. from your kickboxing. Oh, yeah. Awesome. And Lori, I'm pretty sure Lori's Armenian. So, shout out to my people. Her last name is Armenian.
I didn't know you were Armenian.
Yeah, half.
Are you?
About, yeah.
Okay.
My family's name is Garabedian. Usually anything that ends in an I-A-N or a Y.
Yep.
Is Armenian. That's Armenian, yeah.
Huh.
So, and...
Learn something new every day.
Yeah. So, the person she's talking about, Maria Berber, her last name is Samoian. She's Armenian, too. I had, like, a little, like, when I used to teach at kickboxing at Oyster Bay, I used to have, like, this little fucking, like, Armenian group. I don't know. Armenian's not a common thing to come by.
Right.
Like in like the Bayside Queens area, I think it's a little more popular.
It is.
That's where I was baptized in an Armenian Orthodox church in Bayside. Okay, cool. I forget what it was called, but she had a couple of people, a couple of my little like group of fucking just Armenian people. It was sick. I was so happy because I was like, wow, I've never met anyone non-family that was Armenian, you know. And it's like I found out like there's a whole like church of people, like this whole like this fucking huge community. So it was cool. There's this movie called The Promise.
Okay.
Christian Bale is one of the main actors.
Okay.
And then there's another guy. I fucking forget his name. I saw him in a movie the other day, and I would recognize him right away.
I've never seen it.
It's a good movie. It's one of those movies where, like, it's a good movie. I would recommend watching it, but it really wouldn't mean a whole lot to somebody who's not
Armenian.
Of the Armenian culture, because it's about... the Armenian genocide.
Okay.
And it's about, like, so there was an Armenian genocide.
Right, well, that I know.
And it was executed by Turkey. And to this day, Turkey denies that the whole thing ever happened.
That much I know.
Yeah, which, you know, my grandfather lived through that. You know, that's why he grew up in France. So him and his family had to flee Armenia because of the genocide. Right. So they actually got out.
That's crazy. Cool. That's very cool.
Yeah, it's insane. But they made a movie to bring awareness that, like, yo, like, this fucking happened. Like, Turkey didn't do anything.
Yeah.
So they made a movie on it. It was really fucking well-written, like, awesome movie.
Interesting.
And even for someone who's not, you know, Armenian or anything like that, it's still just a good fucking movie.
All
right. You know...
I'll have to look for it.
So, like, the whole church of Armenian people that I know rented out a movie theater.
And
everyone, we all, well, you know, I got asked to come, which was awesome. And we all went together to watch it. That was fucking cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. Yeah, movies like that are really cool.
My people celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
I had the other day? Corned beef and hash.
Okay.
I've never had it before.
Really?
There's a place in Huntington called Hatch.
All right.
Sick place. It's insane.
They have corned beef and cabbage, by the way, sucks. I'm just telling you all fucking...
That people. I've never had.
Fucking Irish people, corned beef and cabbage sucks. Hate it.
So Hatch it's makes disgusting. This like...
Hatch I'm Irish.
Makes this like eggs with corned beef and hash.
Okay.
Dude, probably one of the best fucking things I've ever had in my life.
Interesting.
Like I could eat like a pound of corned beef and hash. It was just so fucking good.
Okay.
I was like, wow, this is awesome.
Let me retract that maybe. Because I like roasted cabbage, but I don't like boiled cabbage or boiled corned beef. Because that's how you do it.
What, we just supposed to boil it?
You boil it.
Okay.
Especially on St. Patrick's Day, the big thing is that you boil corned beef and cabbage.
Together?
And like potatoes and like, yeah. Okay. So it's like the boiled version of it is fucking gross.
Doesn't sound good. Just the, I think just like the
boiling of it is just
yeah, it's just like a not
yeah,
it's, like
it's
a weird
not appetizing. But if you I fucking love roasted cabbage with some fucking sea salt,
yeah.
And some olive oil.
You know what my favorite thing is that I can eat like probably no joke without like exaggerating and probably get a pound of this.
What's that?
It's I always just called it Armenian string cheese.
Okay.
And like you have to try, dude. You would love
what
it.
Is it.
It's so fucking good. My aunt in Jersey makes it homemade and freezes it.
Okay.
It's string cheese. But it's like salty. Mm. It's like salty. Like I don't even know what the fuck kind of cheese it's made out of. It's really good. I'll have to find somewhere that
I'll
has
go.
It, and I'll get some for
I'm
us.
Down.
For
I'm down.
We eat it on the podcast. It's one of my favorite things. Like it's just I don't know what the real name for it is, but it's I always just called it Armenian string cheese.
Well, do you ever eat
it's so fucking good.
Queso de frere?
No.
Like it's just like a block of like frying cheese. It is. It's a like it's squishy. It's squeaky a little bit, but once you fry it up, it's fucking so good.
That sounds amazing.
It's
Have
really
you tried
good.
The Siete Foods queso dip?
No. Good?
Oh, fuck, dude.
Okay.
It's so good. It's.
I've never had Siete food stuff.
Siete? I use their wraps, their hot sauce, their chips, their queso. I literally just use everything.
I've never had anything from Siete.
Yeah, Siete makes hot sauce, 4 different kinds.
Okay.
They make 4 or 5 different types of chips.
Okay.
All cassava chips.
Awesome.
Cooked in avocado oil, like clean ingredients.
All right.
True to their mission. The hot sauce is made with like avocado oil, apple
nice.
Cider vinegar, no bad oils. You know, their wraps are almond flour wraps. Their queso is a vegan cashew-based queso dip. Low carb, so it's keto. It is keto friendly.
All right.
It literally tastes like actual real queso.
Hmm.
Like it's insane.
I'm
it's like stupid.
I've tried it
because yeah.
I love myself some fucking queso dip. Queso
yeah.
dip's the shit.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's really really good.
Siete quesos.
Fire, fire, fire.
Yes, it is, Kim.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is. You guys have any questions?
Yeah.
I think we're coming up on an hour.
Are we?
Maybe online. Who knows?
Can't tell.
Yeah, 58 minutes already.
Wow.
Jesus.
Damn, time flies when you're having fun.
It does.
And you're having a good conversation.
And you're hyped up on Celsius.
Yeah.
This is my new favorite drink. I fucking like this stuff.
This kiwi guava.
Yeah, they have a bunch of other flavors, too. They have like 8 or 9 flavors.
I feel like I had this at the Tough Mudder this year.
I found that
at
a
Celsius. Celsius was like one of the sponsors, but I don't think this was. I think it was a Celsius like soda.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
I just saw. I didn't even know they made these.
Yeah.
But I found them at Vitamin Shop.
Well, did you ever have
like
the Celsius
Heat?
Yeah, the pre-workout?
Yeah.
Really good.
Insane.
Awesome.
This I like. It's refreshing.
Yes.
And it's like 200 milligrams of caffeine, so
mm-hmm.
it's not like, you know, like insane. Like, the Celsius Heats are really good, but it's like 300 milligrams of caffeine in there.
Right.
Something.
Yeah. You're going to fucking watch.
This is like a nice midday pick-me-up. What would you say was the most significant small step you've taken in your health and fitness journey? Wow.
Wow.
Well said. Well-worded, fucking cool question. You want to go first?
Sure.
Right, so what would you say for everybody listening and watching? So the question was, what would you say was the most significant small step you've taken in your health and fitness journey?
Starting. That was probably the most significant small step.
It's one of the hardest.
And I think it was starting, looking myself in the mirror, mm-hmm. and being completely like shocked and unhappy with how I looked and what I've kind of done to my body and or what I haven't done to my body, and that is take care of it. I'd say starting and just kind of setting a plan and starting. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where it all begins.
Yeah.
You know, like without starting, then what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, because I think that was my, not being happy with myself and how I looked and just being really, really unhealthy. It was just, I got to that point in my life where it was just like, time to make a change, bro.
Yeah.
You know, like you got a daughter, you got a family. It's like you either keep going down the path that you're going down and mm-hmm. you're going to wind up sick and unhealthy and dead, or you can change your lifestyle and be healthy and present. And, you know, so I think starting and making a plan of what I want to do and where I, you know, what I wanted to achieve is my.
It's pretty fucking significant if you ask me.
Yep. And you?
My biggest, my most significant small step was taking a step back and realizing that I actually did need a change. Because I was always like, good genetics, which I know everyone's like, fuck you. But I was unhealthy. You know, it didn't matter how I looked. You know, I look back now, it's like, it doesn't matter how I looked. It's just, I was fucking unhealthy. No six pack in the world is gonna outweigh like how you feel and look and how you feel and how you are on the inside. Having watched my mom, you know, growing up, my mom sick with you name it. You know, the fact that I could have gotten all that shit and didn't. You know, that's a big reason why I continue to do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big reason why I continue to help people do what they do, because you know, like I didn't have that help. You know, and I was too young to. You know, I didn't have the knowledge to help.
Of course.
And then the big set off was I had an aunt, Aunt Jeannie, her name was.
Okay.
She passed away, it's almost 4 or 5 years now. She had cancer. I was very close to her, like all my cousins from New Jersey. We all grew up together.
Right.
Pretty much my siblings, you know, this is my family, it's all I got. So when I had her pass away, I was like, fuck, like, cancer. And I was like, wow, that's no fucking joke. That,
it's not
sad as that was for me, I didn't take it as well as I wanted to, because I was pretty close with her. She was one of those people where I was like, at the family party, I would sit and just like fucking chat. Like, she would just genuinely give a shit what was going on in my life type of thing. You know, always very proud of what I was doing. Like, even before I was doing this shit, you know, it was just personal training, you know, a little shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, that kind of was like an eye opener to me, like, fuck, like, you know, being unhealthy is no joke.
No.
Like, it doesn't fucking matter how you look.
Sucks.
I don't care how big my fucking biceps are. Like, I'm not fucking healthy.
Yeah.
And then when I realized I could have big biceps and be healthy at the same time, I was like, fuck, that's
cool.
Like,
win-win.
Yeah. So, like, no, but like, that was like an eye-opener for me. So, my most significant and what kind of plunged it into what I do now is just realizing, okay, now I need to change stuff because I realize how much more important real health is above how you look.
Yeah.
You know, and then I've obviously eventually learned that you can have both.
Correct.
You can be healthy and look good.
You can.
So.
Good question, Kim.
Very good question, Kim.
That's one of our best questions that we've had.
Very
good
one.
Yeah.
Hi, Sarah.
Sarah, welcome. Do you guys have any other questions at all?
Before we wrap it up.
Before we sign off for tonight. And if you guys don't know, we now have an Instagram page for the podcast.
Yeah, please go follow that.
It's MWMMPC. I think Mike's gonna put it in the show notes right now for you.
Yes.
But go follow that page because we may or may not be doing some cool stuff on that page soon. So, and when you're there, when you're on the page, hit the little ellipsis at the top, the three little dots, and turn your notifications on.
Yes.
So that when we go live, you get a notification to let you know that we went live. Also, if you missed it in the beginning of the podcast, we now have merch.
Merch.
Yep.
Support, represent.
Support, represent.
Let everybody around you know what's up.
You can go to teespring.com/store/Mondays-with-Mike-Marty. I may try and simplify that to...
Or you could message us and we could...
We can get you that too.
Copy and paste the link to
you. It'll also be in the show notes if you need it.
Yes.
Also, thank you to Tonic.
Big shout out to Tonic.
For our CBD, for keeping us...
This podcast is brought to you by Tonic.
Yes, it is. There's a code in the show notes that you can use to buy your... to get your CBD from. That would be dope if you use that link to buy it.
Yes.
And Cellulite Coffee.
Cellulite Coffee, the OG.
The OG. The OG sponsor of the podcast. Keto MM. Use it at checkout. You get 10% off. That's what's up.
Who?
That's what's up.
That is what's up.
So, if you guys have no more questions, then we're going to sign out.
Make sure you stay tuned on that Instagram, because we're going to be doing little
yep.
cool little things in between the podcast episodes for you guys on the Instagram. So, check that out and stay tuned.
Just more content from us.
Yes.
Because that's what we like to give you.
Always.
Good times. All right, guys.
All right.
We're signing out.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
Have a great night. We'll see you next week.
Peace out.
Peace. Bye, Instagram.